Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey, C-App sisters!
It's your virtual sisters, Bianca, aka BB.
Shade or Shade, whichever one floats your boat.
And your girl, Jenny from the pod. And welcome to another episode of She's in the Pod,
the safe space for millennial women,
where we meet bi-weekly to talk life, growth, and sisterhood. Hey, guys!
Hey!
We're back!
We are back!
After 5 months.
We promise. Well, first of all, welcome to season 4 of She's in the Pod.
Yes.
And yes. Secondly, yeah, like we promise we will not be away for this long again.
We're so
ashamed. Like, we did not plan. I mean, did we plan to?
We planned
to take a break because we take breaks in between our seasons, but just not this long.
Yeah, but life has been life in.
Yeah.
In good ways.
Yeah.
But we hope you guys are all good. We hope that just thank you for still continuing to support us even while we've been away.
And we've definitely felt the support.
Yeah, we have. And hope you guys had an amazing Christmas and New Year's.
Yes.
And we are here. We want to get straight into it. Jennifer, you guys already know we do Own My Pod. Own My Pod is like we just talk about something briefly that has happened. It could be news, pop culture, whatever, and we just dissect it. It's a play on words like Own My Pod.
Yes.
Anyways, Jen, you're doing On My Pod today, so what do you have for us?
Okay, so this is something that happened recently, and it might not come as a shock to a lot of people, but I think it might because, anyways, I'll get into it and then you'll realise. So my Own My Pod is basically when Boris and his party threw a Christmas party
December 2020,
when everyone was told to stay inside.
Just over a year.
Yeah.
I think it was just over a year. Yeah.
Because we're in 2020.
It was happening during a time when everyone was told to stay indoors. And if they were found caught having a party, they were fined as well. So basically, I don't know if it was leaked or if somebody did it on purpose. Either way, Boris's party and, you know, all his political friends, they had a party during Christmas.
Several parties, apparently.
Several.
Actually.
Wow. I can't even keep up. They had a party and I don't think there's been any repercussions. I saw on the news that the Met weren't even going to investigate it.
They said it was retrospective, which all crime is. I don't understand what that means.
It's because it's Boris.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
It's so true. And all crime is retrospective. You can't predict that a crime is going to happen.
Like, exactly. It's so silly. And another thing, right? Now, you guys, you might think this is not a big deal, but Boris just had a baby. When I first heard of it, it made me think, how can you... it makes me feel sick, but how can you actually be getting it down when your country is in ruin? Honestly, how can you do that?
He still has a life. Come on.
Okay, fair enough.
He's got a whole wife. You don't expect her to have sex?
No, you shouldn't really.
What's that about?
The baby,
shouldn't have sex.
The baby is a blessing. The baby is a blessing, right? And, you know, obviously he's got a wife. He's got like, 20 children. I don't know how many children he has. But the country is in ruins. How do you find time to enjoy yourself like that? It's the same thing like... Matt Hancock. How does he find the time to be doing that?
Listen.
Because they're still men.
Let's be honest, most men could get it done in like 3 minutes. So I don't think it probably took much time to come to that baby.
Just don't do it. But you've got... I thought you were going to say
the fact that he's got another child.
I thought you were going to say... the timing in terms of when she had the baby was to distract everyone. Because a lot of people were saying, oh, like, it's convenient how she had the baby this week. A lot of people were saying, you know, they definitely induced that baby to distract us from everything that's going on.
Well,
so I thought that's
too.
What you were getting at.
I thought
you were even going to say
sex, the amount of children it has with the different women.
No.
Because my friend made a good point. My friend was like, if this was like a black leader that was on there, like 7 child or whatever,
baby mother thing.
It would be a whole typical black stereotype, the black narrative, the black man with his 7th child and all
No, Jen said,
like,
if your country are not happy, you're not allowed to have sex as a leader.
How can you have sex when your country is going to...
Because it's embarrassing. Like, look, I mean, not that other countries are doing amazingly, but if you look at our government and just all the stuff that's coming up, it's embarrassing.
Yeah. Jen, I'm so embarrassed. It doesn't take that much time.
I mean, he still goes home at the end of the day.
And he has a whole wife. I mean,
he needs to go home and plan on how to fix this country.
Just recently, right? Wasn't it this year they got married? Or last year? Like, they were he was his girlfriend before.
I think they got married
this year or last year. But yeah, so that's funny. Jen said don't have sex if you have problems, no sex.
No sex. Especially when you're the leader of a country.
That's actually hilarious.
I'm so done. But yeah, let's get into the episode. We just want to have like a 2021 recap, really.
Yes.
Talk about, we did a poll on our Instagram, and I think, yeah, like from the last time I saw it, I basically asked people, like, how their 2021 was and if they felt like they were either thriving or surviving. And interestingly enough, the stats were, like, we'll talk about that later, but the stats were quite interesting. So we want to delve into how our 2021s were in terms of thriving, surviving. And, you know, I think everything we talk about now in terms of life, we always have to incorporate the fact that we are doing life in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah.
And that will always be a contributor. Mm. And it's a massive contributor to some people as well. Like, it's the core thing. So I think for me, I'm not even going to go into that too tough, but I just want to know for you guys, like, if you were to sum up in 3 words what your 2021 was, what would you say? Jen, start with you.
Ooh. Do you know, because it's been up and down. Yeah, I think... Yeah. It's definitely been eventful. Mm. It's been great. Mm. But then it's also been quite overwhelming, mm-hmm. I would say. And I say that because, you know, I've gotten a new job.
Mm. Congratulations.
Thank you. And then, you know, there's certain areas of my life where it's, you know, it's gone quite great. But if I'm honest with you, and even now, like, I'm finding it hard to balance everything. Like, I just feel like I don't have time. And I've, like, sometimes when I see other people who maybe have like a 9-to-5 and they're also like doing something on the side, like, I wonder how did they actually do it? And that's the question I get all the time. And, you know, usually my response is, oh, you know, self-care, this and that. But honestly, like, especially if you're doing things that perhaps don't have certain like time constraints, it's really difficult. And especially in this society, it being like the pandemic, I suppose I'm just now trying to like find myself again. Yeah. And that's never happened to me before. Like, usually I have a plan.
If you ask me
what am I going to do? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But I feel like I've not reached my limit, but I haven't thought beyond this. Yeah. I've got my job, the job that I, or the grade that I wanted. And now I'm like, what now?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
what would your 3 words be?
So what did I say again? My memory.
You said eventful.
Great. Great and overwhelming.
Okay. Great. And what about you, Shadow?
2021 was a great year. I got engaged.
Yes.
Yes. So it was a life-changing year, because that is a life-changing year. I also got a new job as well, the job that I've wanted for
ages.
Thank you. So I would say it was, trying to think of a word to describe like a new chapter, you know, because it was actually a career change, although a minor one, but it still actually was, because I went from maybe pure L&D HR to consulting. Mm. So it was actually a career change when I think about it. So yeah, I think the first word would be, what did I just say? Life-changing. Then the second word would be, it's hard. New chapter. Three phrases. Okay, cool. Yeah, so new chapter. And then the final phrase slash word would probably be 2021. Up and down as well. I think that's more to do with just like society.
Just things that we can't control.
That are going on. So it's been up and down. Like sometimes you hear good news and you hear really sad news and you hear good news and sad news. And it's just like, it's just very up and down. So yeah, I think those would be my three words. But overall, it was actually a really good year. Despite, you know, everything that's kind of going on that we can't control. It was still a good year. And one thing I've learned, please just control the controllables, the things that you can't control. There's no point,
because like, there's been a lot of changes,
a lot,
and it's almost like it's really hard to keep up. So even though I think a couple of months ago we were like, okay, so how are we going to adapt to the new normal? Even us trying to adapt to the new normal, there will be something else that kind of just throws us off course, and it's like,
literally, like now in December, where the government said that we have to wear masks everywhere now, and that was just before like loads of companies' Christmas parties. So like my Christmas events got cancelled, literally like days before, like 1 or 2 days before.
Nigeria,
exactly. Yes, that's crazy. My dad was actually stuck there. Well, not stuck, but he had to do the whole quarantine thing. And you know, just. Yeah, all of these last minute changes. Even Ghana.
Yeah.
Ghana said that, you know, for people to come to the country, they have to be fully vaccinated. So there's just, there's a lot of change.
A lot of change. A lot.
What about your words?
What about you?
Words. I don't know. I think it's just been shaping. That's the word.
Shaping,
yeah. Just, shaping, I think I'd say revealing, just in terms of learning. So, I'd say revealing, educating, whatever. And then I would say, it's another word. I don't know what the third word is. It's difficult because even one thing that came up in my head when you're talking about balancing.
Yeah.
I was watching, I saw a clip online of, you know, the new Sex and the City thing that's out. I can't remember what it's called.
I saw a clip of one of them.
It's Sex and the City, the show. They have a new show out, except for minus one of the characters. And it's called, I can't remember what it's called, but they've named it something else. And it's out now. And I saw a clip of it, and one of the characters was saying, I think it was Miranda, she was saying that you can have it all, but it's just really hard.
It's so hard.
Like, and I think, you know, you'd believe that you can't have it all. When I say all the things that you want for your life, you can, it's possible, but it's just not going to be easy to maintain those things and to balance those things. And I think that's
it might not all be at the same time.
No, it's not going to be all at the same time. Like, each thing's going to come at different points.
Life is in phases.
You may get to your 50s and be like, okay, now I can say I've had everything that I want. Or 60s, it's not, I can't say many people that I know in my 20s right now or 30s could say they have everything that they've dreamed of. And unfortunately, some, not in a pessimistic way, but some of us get to the end of our lives where we don't have everything we've dreamed of. So it's sometimes it's hard to think, okay, can I have it? But then if I have it, I think we think if we get it, it's going to be like easy, like, oh, finally, you can relax. No, you have to maintain it. You have to keep, it's difficult. So
very true.
I think that's just what, I don't know if it's three words, but I would say, shaping, revealing, and growing,
lots of growing.
2021 has been like just another year of adjusting to new normals, which I guess in a way I feel like that's just been my life for the past 3-4 years. Even it's just been adjusting to new normals. So I think this year has been a year where I felt a lot more just secure in myself. Like the things that I've needed, I've been able to finally, I'm able to provide that for myself, whether it's emotionally, whether it's financially, whatever it is. So it's just been a year of just a lot of learnings and also unlearnings. That's like imperative. I think for growth, you have to, there's a lot of things you have to unlearn as well. So that's been my 2021. So like, just to dive in a bit deeper, Jen, what would you say your highest moment was of this year and your lowest moment?
My highest of moment. Last year.
Of, 2021.
2021. Definitely the job.
Yes.
I would say. Because, you know, I feel like, you know, I've worked really hard to get to that point. But it's almost like at the same time, I didn't believe I could.
Yeah.
But then that's just me as a person. Like, I'm someone, even with like the podcast and, the, you know, when you first asked us to be on it, you know, I was quite hesitant. Yeah. But at least more or less 8 times out of 10, I will go for it. So that's what happened with the job, and I got it and I was really happy. But you know what? I would also say that this job has also been one of the hardest for me, especially with imposter syndrome.
Okay.
Even as much as recently actually, during my work's Christmas party. So we had our Christmas party before the announcement. And I get this at every job that I do. Like, normally I'm the youngest person. And I know, like, my colleagues aren't doing this on purpose, but my age always comes into question. Okay. Because I have such a senior role, it's like, oh, Jennifer, how old are you? Oh, Jennifer. And, you know, being treated like almost like a kid, it can be quite patronizing. Mm. And not just that, but just in general, like the whole feeling of imposter syndrome. Yeah. I'll be on the phone to Bumi, like my friend, saying, oh, I don't know if I can do this. You know, maybe I need to go down a grade. Mm. And she's like, go down a grade? Mm. What do you mean? You work so hard to get to this place.
Yeah.
So I think for me, my self-esteem has is been up and down recently. Just with me, I don't know, maybe it's comparing myself or not feeling like I'm good enough, or like critiquing myself to the point of like, I'm almost considering quitting. And again, it's just been so surprising for me. Like, I'm usually not like this. I will write things out. I feel like I've got quite a good poker face.
Yeah.
So even though like I might be upset, angry, scared, I'll still go for it. So I'll say that's probably been my lowest consistent lowest point.
So both a high and a low.
Yeah, both a high and a low, like getting this job. And just in general, like, you know, I'm not trying to create a new career for myself, but just trying out different things outside of my 9 to 5 and just seeing where I can fit in. But it's definitely been quite a lot of highs, and that's what I try to focus on. I try, when I find myself getting into like a rut, I'm like, okay, but Jennifer, you've achieved this, you've been nominated for that.
You've got to remind yourself.
Just to kind of boost myself up, because even though other people might do it, sometimes I'm like, yeah, they're just saying it because they're your friends.
But
when it's coming from me, and I'm actually really trying to enforce that into, you know, my thinking, then I think that helps. But it's been up and down, honestly.
How about you, Shadi? High and low.
High and low. Let me start with the low. Trying to think, what's been low in 2021? I wouldn't really say there's been like one specific low moment. I think I've had like moments where I've kind of felt sad or felt discouraged or whatever throughout the year, which is a normal emotion for anyone to feel. Maybe towards the end of the year when I went to Nigeria, and I shared this story, or my close friends got it, something that like, and Bianca even responded actually. So I think my weight has been something that, so when I was younger, I had very high metabolism or whatever. So as I've gotten older, it obviously it slows down, and people tell you this, but you don't you don't really think, like, not me. You think that you're like, nah, like,
so that negative can never,
exactly, like, this cannot happen to me type thing. So anyway, so I went to Nigeria, and then this auntie that I haven't seen in a while commented on it, and it just took me to a very low place. And usually I'm not usually affected by people's words, because people say whatever. But, and I know that the typical Nigerian auntie thing to comment on your way. But like, you know when sometimes words really, really cut you deeper than you thought they did? So now I've been like gymming and stuff. But yeah, I would say that was probably a moment where I was just very reflective, like, Shadi, you need to love how you look. And yes, you shouldn't let words affect you. But, you know, if you do notice something about yourself, change it, you know, if you kind of make sure you're doing it for the right reasons. So yeah, I would probably say that was a low moment. And the highest moments, I have two. So my new job as well. Because like I mentioned, it was something I really, really, really wanted.
Yeah.
And my engagement.
Yes.
So yeah, that was a great moment. Just because of it was, just how everything happened. You know, how I just feel like God has really brought Sam into my life. His name is Sam. He's really just brought him into my life for the better, like to change me as a woman for the better. And it's just so how God works is just crazy, because I've always said that, you know, I wanted to get married young and stuff, but when it actually happens, it's so surreal. Yeah.
And you guys compliment each other so well. Thank you.
That was definitely one of my highest moments.
If you didn't say that, I'd have been like, of course.
How about you? High and low. Okay, I'll start with the low. A low would probably be, remember about 6-7 months ago when I initially got that new first job. Do you remember?
I was
job searching, and so this was my, because I had been doing little freelance bits here and there since my mum had passed in 2019. So I hadn't been in 9-to-5 work since 2019. So when I got back from Ghana this year, I was like, I can't do the freelance anymore because I don't like the chasing waiting voices. I don't like just depending on people like that. I need to get into 9-to-5. I need to have a bit more financial stability. So as soon as I got back from Ghana in March, I started looking. And then I found a job in, I think it was June. And it just went wayward. Like, it was the worst. I know it was a blessing in disguise now, because the way that they handled things, it was just really bad. And speaking with one of my colleagues one of my to-be colleagues, or potential colleagues, everything that she was like sharing with me about the workplace afterwards, I was just like, thank God. But I remember I got the job, I was so happy. So I was like, finally, okay, I'm in 9-to-5 or whatever. And then it just went wayward. Like, they were like, after about a week or two, they were like, we have to let you go. And I barely actually worked. Like, I think I did a few days in the office, and then it just went wayward from there. Wow. And I remember being on the phone to Joelle, and I was crying, like I was bawling. Because I was just like, this is just long. Like, I felt like I felt like, and this is something that, you know, is another topic, but since losing my mom, it's been very hard for me to feel like I've been able to just get a break or that good things happen to me. Like, this year has been a battle of actually believing good things can happen to me. So when that happened, I was like, see, I'm right. Good things can't happen to me. I was like, I'm right. Even if I work for it, it just doesn't happen for some people. So that was a low. But then obviously a high was literally maybe a month or so later, I got a job that I absolutely love now. And yeah, like, I wouldn't change it for the world. I really, 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 really like it there. So I just know it was good. But and then also another high, it's not really a high, but I'd just say my family. Because like, me and my siblings are close anyways, especially like me and my sister. We're really close, but I do feel like we've always been close, but this year, like, I have spoken to my siblings more than I've spoken to anybody else. And that can be hard to say if you don't live with your siblings.
Exactly.
Like, if you live with them, it's different. But if you don't live with them, it's hard to say. But they are, like, they're my best friends. And so I do feel like a lot of the lows this year, I wouldn't have been able to, and even the highs, I wouldn't have been able to kind of get through it and, like, process it all if it wasn't for my siblings, honestly. Because they're
amazing.
It's
nice to have that kind of support.
Yeah, especially because we're all, like, in different countries and stuff. So it can be difficult. But, I think that's that. Wow, so nice. It'd be really nice for you guys to share, actually, like, what your highs and lows were of 2021. Because I think it's important. We probably go on social media and see so many people sharing just their highs, or I got a 10K pay rise, or, like, you know, this happened to me and that happened to me. But I think it's important to know that life is balanced.
Yes.
And that a good thing can happen literally the day after a bad thing happens, or vice versa. A bad thing can happen just after the day after the good thing can happen. Yeah. So it's just about balance and knowing things. We did a poll before we recorded this episode, and I basically asked people, like, how their 2021 was. And I said, you know, were you mostly surviving, or were you thriving all around? And interestingly enough, like, going off what I was just saying about balance and life happens, it was literally 50-50.
Wow.
50% of people said that they were all around thriving 2021, and 50% of people said they were mostly surviving. And that to me was just like an indication of how our lives differ, of how, like, yeah. I said, yeah, like when something great is happening in one part of the world, something not so great is happening on the other side of the world. And yeah. it doesn't mean that there's not anything wrong with you. It just means that you have, like, that's the side of life that you're experiencing right now.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's very easy to believe, especially when you've been mostly surviving for maybe a long time, that good things got happened to you.
Yeah.
But before we dive into that, let's do the she's all that. Who's doing she's all that for this week?
She's is it, all
oh, is
there.
She, it's you, right?
No.
Yeah, it is, girl.
No.
It is. She's all that.
She's all that.
Oh, it's me. Okay, shame. It's
wow.
me.
I just went along with it. I was like, yeah, it's you.
Okay. How could Jen be agreeing?
That's too funny. Okay, it's me. So, all right. My she's all that is someone that everyone should know. But I was listening to her on my way here and I thought she'd be really good. She's all that. So I'm going to go for Temi Lade, aka Tems.
Oh my like God. Tems.
Everyone loves Tems.
Everyone.
And this is last year was
her year.
No, honestly,
2021
was her
2021
year.
2021 was her year.
She, I just love her. I love her. I was her watching aura. Her like, yeah, her aura. I was watching some clips from her concerts and stuff, the solo concerts she did, and just her stage presence and her aura. I love her. I think that obviously a lot of people, a lot of us knew Tems was, or knew Tems before Essence.
Yeah, but I didn't
really. I'm well, okay, so most people did. I had most no, people,
I do
people,
feel like Essence opened her up.
Yeah, no, that's just okay. Not most I people, not but a lot of her. Like of the, I know a lot of people in London knew who Tems was, but not necessarily maybe like diasporans in America or whatever. But Essence was what opened her up to the whole world.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, my brother was telling me that he was talking to one of Wizkid's producers. He was telling me that he was the guy that produced Essence. He was telling me that Tems actually didn't like her vocal on Essence originally.
Oh, really?
And she told Wizkid that she wanted to change it. And he said, no, leave it. Like, we will leave it. Okay. She really didn't like it. And it's interesting how, like, for that, how Wizkid heard something or saw something that yeah. maybe she didn't see at the time, a yeah. vision that he didn't see, and now that vision that he saw has opened her up to
look
the whole
that.
World.
Wow.
So,
and that's
big
like
up Tems.
The biggest.
And I just
songwriter.
I love yeah. how, I love how she carries herself. Yeah. She reminds me of, like, I don't know, the way she moves.
She gives
her,
me Rihanna vibes.
Rihanna, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she
yeah.
doesn't even need to try too hard, yeah. but like, as soon as Rihanna she looks vibes. Into your eyes, you're like,
yeah, she yeah. gives me Rihanna vibes.
She's gorgeous.
I yeah. Oh, so big up. Just want to say she's yeah, she's all that. I love her music's amazing.
Yeah,
I think she's beautiful.
Very unique tone.
Unique yes. tone. Just unique person, and it's just it's nice to see. Like yeah, just nice to see the way she's been evolving. So I can't wait to see what comes from her. Mm. And it, you know, all it takes is one moment in your life for
this
it to it. Just be.
This
one
is it.
Moment.
All you need is yeah. that. Because for
just
her,
collide
for
with
her,
that
it
moment.
Was Essence.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm. Yeah, she might have been making music before, but for
yeah,
her, it was definitely
of course,
Essence.
Yeah.
That was her breakthrough.
And somebody covered it recently. I don't know if it was that good. Who was it?
Alicia Keys. Oh my days.
I saw that on someone's
please.
Story.
I mean, to be fair, I didn't think it was that bad.
No.
But
my opinion gosh. Of Alicia Keys is that she always sings flat. She never sounds, she's never
well,
on key.
Well, she sings flat.
She's never on key.
Is,
like, she's just not
well,
on key.
Well, Alicia Keys is
yes.
not on key.
Yeah. Sorry. That was such a dad joke, Jen. That was a dad joke.
Dad joke. Oh my gosh.
She's just always like, just above or underneath the actual, like, the key. I'm just like, why? Please. I don't know. But yeah, I didn't like that. She should keep it to herself. Do that in your house with your sleep.
You can debate. Didn't debate me try to rap over
oh,
the beat.
Oh, just do a freestyle. Yeah. Americans, please, is what. We love you, but please, like.
So like, why do they always. No.
We love you guys.
Just
please.
Sometimes, just let us have our things. Yeah, and just leave it.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so I want to ask you guys, what does thriving look like to you? And what does surviving look like to you? Because I think,
ooh.
Like, these, you know, just going off the topic in terms of the poll that we did, I think I want to dive into that. So I think I'll probably, like, do one each so we don't have to spend too much time. So Shade, what do you think surviving? Because to me, if I'm honest, actually, I want to read out a definition that I saw online. And I was like, I want us to talk about whether you agree with this. So this was from a website called forbrowngirlsinc.org.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, there is a fundamental difference between thriving and surviving. Surviving means to continue to live or exist, while thrive can be defined as to grow or develop well, to prosper or to flourish. The difference between these mindsets is relatively straightforward. Surviving is doing what is necessary to live. Thriving is not being satisfied just surviving, but reaching above this to make continual progress. The way thrivers experience life depends not on their circumstances, but on how they choose to respond to the hand they are dealt. I think I agree with all of it except that last sentence. The reason why so somewhat, because I do feel like, for example, I could use me as an example, right? I deal with grief. And it's still very early days in compared to living the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. So for example, if like, say this was 2019 and my mom had passed away, and I know I wouldn't be expected to get up and go back to normal life straight away. Mm-hmm. But in 20 years' time, that cannot be my excuse for not doing anything. Mm-hmm. As much as everyone deals with things differently, I think as time goes on and you're dealing with something, you have to figure out, okay, if nothing changes, because my grief's not going to go away, if nothing changes, how then do I navigate through life so that I am growing and developing? Mm-hmm. But I do feel like sometimes it depends on your environment. Yeah. And it depends on how, what environments. Sometimes you can't control those environments, whether it's the house you live in,
yeah,
whether it's this, there's different contributors to it. So what do you feel like most like surviving looks like?
So surviving. I would say surviving.
And also, have you ever been in that phase where you feel like you're just going from day to day?
Yeah, ooh. So, okay, so the definition of surviving to me. So surviving is when, yeah, literally what you just said, where you literally just feel like you're just about getting through the day, where you just don't feel like yourself. You're barely getting through the days, the weeks, the months. You know, you're just about doing enough just to kind of get by. And, you know, no one should feel like that. But, you know, unfortunately, life happens and, you know, people can't control that. Have I ever been in that situation where I feel like I'm just surviving?
Or some people call it autopilot.
Yeah, that's true. That's another one. Maybe like in uni, you know, like first year uni. It's a while ago, but yeah, I do remember that I didn't like, you know how everyone enjoys first year uni? I didn't really enjoy my first year because I felt like it was difficult for me to really make friends. I was, you know, there were some girls that were a bit, I don't want to use the word bullying because whatever, but I don't seem like harsh. I was, they were just a bit somehow, not friendly. So that, and then on top of that, you've got your work and I wasn't really doing that well. So it was just like, we just feel like, let the days just kind of get by. I know it will get better, but let the days just kind of get by. But no, I can't really think of any current examples, you know, maybe because I tried to just have a positive mindset where I can, you know, even when things aren't really going my way per se, I just try to just think about what I'm grateful for and what I do have, which is so hard to do, but it's so important. It really, it makes such a big difference. To like
reel yourself back in.
Yeah. Even with the whole comparisons and stuff.
Yeah.
Again, just comparing yourself with yourself. I've had to remind myself of that continually.
Jen, what does surviving look like to you? Like,
surviving.
Again, yeah. Oh. That would look, and if you've been in that, like,
I think surviving before. For me has looked like, I don't know, just like maybe wanting to do, it's almost like critiquing myself to the point where I put so much pressure on myself to try and get to that next place. Because I feel like, you know, I want to avoid to, you know, being stagnant.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be stagnant at all. So surviving is like, I suppose what it looks like is once I start something, I might just be like a year or less than a year into it. I'll start thinking about, okay, what do I need to do next? Like, my mind is always like, okay, what do I need to do next? How can I be better? I'm never really relaxed. Well, I was never really relaxed. I'm trying to be now. And I suppose there's been some positives in terms of like, you know, not being stagnant, like I said. But then sometimes I don't take the time out to really feel and actually immerse myself in whatever it is that I'm doing.
You're always worried about the next thing or thinking about the next thing.
But like in terms of like thriving, like, and that's especially something that I've tried to incorporate this year is, and last year actually, is finding meaning and purpose in whatever it is that I'm doing. So I'm not just surviving for the sake of, you know, getting to that next level, but actually, what does it mean to me? And how does that fulfill my void or my purpose in life? So, and it's really hard to keep that consistency, especially with pandemic. Just grown in general. Your friends having like their own lives and, you know, different changes as we grow up. But yeah, it's just something that's evolving, I suppose. And yeah, just try to find that meaning.
I think thriving, I mean, surviving, I think for most people is not even being able to think about what's next because they just about have enough to think about how they're getting through today. And I think that's like a core thing. Like, you don't, I wish I had the energy to think about what I want to do next year.
Sometimes that's draining though.
No, it is. No,
that is draining, like draining. Having to constantly
think, okay, I wish I had it, but I don't because I just have to figure out, just want to get to the end of this week end of this day. And, you know, and I think also about, because I think people have been talking about this whole like surviving thing, mainly during this pandemic. But then I also, when I was doing the poll, I was thinking about people who are dealing with the pandemic but have been in survival mode from way before that. Because that it must be a lot to be in
just like another that episode. Position.
Kind of throw the pandemic 100%. In the mix.
And then I was thinking about my life and I was like, hold on. I feel like, if I'm honest, I am maybe just peeking out of survival mode for the first time in about 10 years.
Wow.
And I traced it back to, I think, I could say some, I had elements of survival before that, but I'd probably trace it back to when I was about 19, when I moved out of my parents' house, my parents separated. Me, my mum, my brother moved into my sister's house, which is a 2-bedroom apartment. And there was 6 of us living in a 2-bedroom. Me and my mum were sleeping on the couch in the living room. My brother was sleeping, he had his room, and then my sister and my niece. So that's what, 5 of us was, And that, from then on, we moved from house to house to house, trying to figure out, and then I was moving from job to job to job. It was like, emotionally, we were all on survival mode.
Yeah.
And I think the moment we started to feel settled was when my mom got cancer. So I do feel like I've literally been in survival mode in my life for a long time. And I feel like now I'm like, okay, can I rest? You kind of get scared when things happen because when it's quiet and you feel like, hey, can I rest? Something, you're kind of scared that something's going to pop up. Like,
I'm not going to,
But I think for, and relating to that, I'm like, most people surviving is, literally, because you're fighting all the time, you just don't have energy for anything else. You're literally fighting to actually keep sane, to make sure that, you know, your bills are paid, to make sure that, you know, people in your life are also not suffering. So, like, you're keeping up with friendships, even though you're dealing with things and other things in life. Like, work can't suffer. I always used to think to myself, how did my mom get up and go to work every day? Listen, she used to be about children. 4 or 5 in a trek to, like, West London to teach. Like, and I used to think, with everything that was going on in her marriage, with sleeping on a sofa with me for, like, a year, I don't know how she did it. Like, I don't know how. So I have to give props to
kind of strength.
Honestly. So I do feel like surviving, you know, and then pandemic wise, you know, people have lost people or people just lost jobs. They've lost something, whether it's the normal jobs, whatever. And I think that it's just, for me, it's like, how can I just get through today? And then we'll think about tomorrow. Cause I don't have it in me to think about next year or to plan my next 10 years in my career or to figure out how I'm going to get a pay rise. So I think that that's what, that's the core for me in surviving. And thriving, I think there's an element of, okay, even in spite of, which sometimes can be hard, in spite of, because I feel like thriving, you can either thrive because of or thrive in spite of. So like some people thrive because they have things set up for them in their life where they're able to. Whether it's they have parents who have money or whether it's the area they grew up in or the school they went to, they thrive because of. Whereas other people thrive in spite of because they thrive in because, words. You know what I mean?
And in so spite of everything that may not be going right, they still choose to thrive.
So, and that's an incredibly hard thing. Like, I always look at people who I know have been through so much and they do, and I'm like, it doesn't mean that the person who did like thrived because of is didn't work hard to get where they got. But I just, there's a different admiration that I have for people when I look at them and I say, like, I know they've been through it and they really must have overcome a lot mindset wise to get through it. It's a lot. So just because we want to round up, like, what advice would you give to people who are this year, 2022, are trying to shift from survival mode to thriving mode? Oh, that's a hard one.
Because I'm trying to think, like, what kind of advice would I give myself as well?
That's something that's a good thing to do.
I suppose, well, first of all, I think even just listening to you talk, in my mind, I'm like, well, the two could be interchangeable as well.
100%.
I think the most important thing that a lot of people, I think, have realized as well is making sure that you put yourself first. And now I say this, I used to say this a lot before, but I do want to like make the point that it's not always easy to put yourself first, especially when you have maybe other variables and factors that, you know, have to be put first, whether that's family, friends, your situation, you know, like, I don't know, if you've got a job, you don't like it, but it's got to pay the bills. Like, I, you know, I want to be sensitive to that. But actually maybe incorporating like smaller pieces, just smaller things to almost make yourself feel like, okay, actually I'm adding a bit of meaning to my life.
Yeah, definitely.
And a bit of purpose.
Yeah.
Because the worst feeling for me anyways is that feeling of, I can't see what's ahead of me. To me, that's scary. I can't see what's ahead of me. I'm going. I'm fighting, thriving, moving, whatever you want to call it. But the fact that I'm not seeing myself moving forward is really scary. So I think having that opportunity to, I don't know, maybe invest in yourself in terms of like a course or not even just that, like career-wise, but doing stuff that actually makes you happy.
Yeah.
So for example, I haven't started just yet, but I want to go back into tennis.
Oh, dope.
You enjoyed it?
I do enjoy it. And for the longest time, I was like, oh, I don't have the time. Yes, I don't have the time. But I'm... well, it's a bit too late for me now. But, you know, just trying to at least maybe after work, one day a week, you know, going to, you know, tennis, going to a spa, whatever it is that you want to do, but just trying to incorporate it into,
and I think
like
that's a good
my busy
key thing
schedule.
That you're doing something that makes you happy, that doesn't revolve around making money or
monetizing.
Yeah, because then you ultimately put pressure on yourself when you do that. It has to be something like, just something simple because you enjoy it and it makes you happy.
Exactly. So, like there's no pressure. I mean, I could be rubbish and
if you enjoy it,
you know? So that would be my piece.
What about you, Shane? Yeah. How would you advise from going from surviving to thriving?
Yeah, I kind of like what Jen said in terms of like going back to tennis, because I've started gym. Like I've always kind of gone to the gym just on and off, but like now I actually enjoy it, and not because of results necessarily or what I'm seeing, but how it makes me feel. Because people say you know, gym makes you feel really good, like it's very good for your mental
fit.
And do you feel like that's why you've been so consistent, because you've not focused on like, oh, I need to lose weight, but actually
because it's making you feel
so usually I always kind of wait for motivation to go, but I started with classes. And actually with classes, it's a certain class at a certain time on a certain day. So I already know that, okay, cool, on this day, I'm going to this class. So
whereas if you leave it to your own thing, you're like, oh, I won't
see exactly.
Today.
And then you just think, oh, what should I do today? Oh, it's boring, whatever. But if you're in a class, you're motivated by other women that are doing, you know, moves or whatever. Yeah. It's really, so that's one thing that's really, really helped me. And surviving to thriving. Yeah, it really all starts with the mind. It really, really, really does. I know like it can sound a bit cliche because it's always said, but it really, really does start with the mind. You know, everything starts with a mindset. Like, what do I want? How do I want to feel? You know, what does me thriving feel like? And, you know, try and change your mindset to feel like that. So, you know, if it's that, for me, thriving is eating healthy, or to me, thriving is, you know, speaking to my friends more, you know, start to operate in that mindset, I would say, and just push yourself.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think it's just controlling the things you can control, really.
Yeah.
Even if you feel like you have control over very little, because things are just like, everything in your life is just up and down. There's something, even if it's one thing, it might be saving £5 a week, or like promising yourself to go on a walk every day, every morning, like do something. I think sometimes when we think about our life changing, we go to the big things. And, you know, as much as well, one thing that I'm taking into account is when you like experience things where you've gone through a tough time in life, what happens is then you can easily adapt this mindset of, well, if it wasn't my fault, then it shouldn't be my responsibility to fix certain things. But I think that I'm also slowly learning that I still have to get up and work on these things. Like, if, you know, for example, if someone, like, you know, okay, this is an insensitive thing to say, right? But it might be insensitive. But remember the whole Lani situation, yeah? With Tion Wayne, right? Her credit is now affected. He's paid the thing off now, but her credit is not affected.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't her fault, she's going to have to put in the work to now fix her credit, unfortunately. So those are the things, that's a good example I can use, that sometimes things happen to you in life that aren't your fault.
Yeah.
But if you want it to get better, you have to kind of do the work. And it's a really hard pill to swallow. Like, I'm like, no, why should I have to do it? But I have to. Because everyone else is going to live in their lives.
Yeah.
I'm stuck with these issues and these problems.
Yeah.
So I think it's just realizing that and starting with the small things.
Yeah.
And also not comparing, because it's very easy when you're going through a tough time in life to see Nancy and Betsy, I don't know why I chose these names, but see they're thriving and doing amazing things, but like everybody goes through different phases in their life at different points in their lives.
Mm.
And so it's just important. And also like that whatever you're going through, like use that, you could use that for a purpose.
Mm.
You know, it may not be now, but in the long run, like, nothing will be in vain. So there's some way or somehow you can use that. And like Jen said, finding purpose in small things that don't put extra pressure on you, like making money or whatever. Yeah. Like, it could be anything. So
anything,
I would say that. Yeah, guys, I want to round up. And I just want to say one thing, quick, like one word or couple words. What are you expecting of yourself this year?
Ooh.
Jade.
Jeez.
More mental strength.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
What am I expecting? Cutting things down? I don't know. I feel like...
As in, like, everything you're juggling?
Yeah. It's too much.
You need to get a PA then, girl.
I'm just...
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just thinking practically, like, okay, cool. Last year, I did a lot. It was great and everything. But it was also draining at the same time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not saying that I'm not going to do, like, I'm not going to, you know, put my hands in different things.
Yeah.
But I also want to be realistic with myself. Okay. And because I also felt like last year, even though I did so many things, I wasn't able to put 100%.
Mm,
so this year...
Because you're so stretched.
Exactly. So this year, in order for me to kind of move, you know, onto the next level, whatever I want to do, I need to narrow some things down and have some more focus on like certain things in order for me to...
That's good.
So that's the practical.
I think mine is just better discipline, really.
Mm.
Just discipline all around. More discipline in my finances, more discipline in my time.
Yeah.
More discipline spiritually, in my relationship with God. Just discipline, really. That's what I want to get in. And discipline in lifestyle habits like my eating or stuff like that. So that's what my focus is this year. And that's hopefully what will come from me. Guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know it was a lot, it was a bit deep, but we really hope you enjoyed it.
It was reflective.
We want you guys to share with us like how your 2021 was, and if you related to anything any one of us said in this episode. We're just happy to be back.
We
will see you in 2 weeks. Shade, what are you going to say to us?
Oh, yeah.
Usual.
I'm rusty. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review and a rating on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
And follow us on Spotify, YouTube as well. We are going to
subscribe.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And yeah, we hope to see more of you. Oh, and follow our Instagram.
Yes.
Twitter.
All right, guys. We'll see you in 5 stars. Nothing less. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye, guys.